The squeal tells you it's Pig Radio, KPIG 107.5 FM Freedom, and KPYG 94.9 FM Cayucas, California.
You know, among the demographic changes in America, the movement of peoples for various and assorted reasons outside their own control has always made history. The emergence of a black population on the West Coast was entirely due to the Second World War and the recruitment of numbers of field hand Southerners to come to the shipyards of the West Coast for the Pacific War. Other times, other changes. In the 1960s, a lot of us who were actively involved in the campus and off-campus revolutions of politics found ourselves under a degree of duress in California with the election of Ronald Reagan and the elevation of people like Ed Meese from the Oakland district attorney's office to positions of power in the emerging police state. About the time that Reagan put bayonet-wielding troops into the streets of Berkeley, a whole lot of us decided that a rural setting might be more complacent, and we headed out. The settlements in the foothills of the gold country in California, the remoter areas of New Mexico, throughout the country, large numbers of people looked at what was emerging in the tail end days of the Vietnam War and decided that maybe it was time to pull out. Things were not going to get any better where we were. Well, that's done. At this point, most of the people who settled in those rural or retreats are grandparents now. But among a number of the people who have been sensitized through the experience to know when it is that it's time to move, a number of friends of mine have begun talking about what could happen if the rabid right in American politics takes over power on the national level and certainly on state level thereafter. The rise of the idiot fringe right wing, Sarah Palin and O'Donnell and Engel, etc., the dark side of the counterforce to feminism, all of these and other symptoms indicate that things could go wrong, and people that I know are thinking about moving out. There is already a major expatriate community in Mexico, and usually in the rural and central areas where the gang violence is not nearly as apparent. Guatemala, others, friend of mine, pioneer in radio and at KFAT, is talking about Nicaragua. Now, he bailed out of California before the feces hit the fan and went to Alaska. And if Alaska is too remote, if Sarah Palin and her ilk in Alaska are convincing him that maybe Nicaragua or possibly Cuba, where there is always the famous radio station built by Castro but never put on the air to blow away the whole center of America in terms of talk radio. Whatever it is, people are making plans to go someplace else as refugee immigrants if things go wrong. And the fact that they're even thinking about it and talking about it should give us pause. And that's enough news for now. I'm Travis T. Hip on the Pig on the Radio. None of the foregoing commentaries and opinions have in any way reflected reality as perceived by this station, its management, owners, sponsors, or staff, but are solely the responsibility of myself and Cabal News Services. We'll be right back.
city street. Now I wandered far and wide, and I never found my happiness till I moved to the countryside. Now follow me for a quiet day out. Shady Grove.